This is NPR Illinois. While nearly 20 states have restricted abortion rights, Illinois has expanded them, with Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature on the most comprehensive abortion law in the land. With this week's Illinois Issues report, Maureen McKinney explores what that means.
The three different contraception methods Sharon and her boyfriend used had failed. Both students with career plans, neither wanted to have a child. It was 1970, and abortion was illegal in Illinois. Through an underground women's group, Sharon learned she could go to Mexico City to end her pregnancy.
First thing they wanted to do was count the money. There was nobody that asked me any questions about my medical history, nothing.
She woke from anesthesia in what she describes as a pool of blood. She tried to seek help, but there was no one in the room. Now age 70 and an ardent supporter of abortion rights, she says she's surprised that she survived the ordeal. Sharon is not her real name. She asks that we not use it because she fears for her safety. Sharon explains why she supports abortion rights.
I wanted to make sure that no other people, no other women, had to go through what I had to go through.
She celebrates the enactment of a comprehensive abortion rights law that Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed. It is known as the Reproductive Health Act. Illinois law still permits abortion up until fetal viability, generally considered to be 24 weeks, unless there is a risk to the health or life of the mother. But it now also requires private health insurers to cover abortions if they provide pregnancy-related benefits. It repeals Illinois laws found to be unenforceable, like a so-called partial birth abortion ban, a clause to require a husband's approval of his wife's plan to end a pregnancy, and a 1975 law that contained criminal penalties for doctors performing abortions. Elizabeth Nash follows abortion rights for the Guttmacher Institute, a think tank and reproductive rights advocacy organization.
Right now, Illinois really is pursuing policies that protect rights that are much broader than abortion, right? We're talking about protecting the right to pregnancy and the right to maternity care and the right to contraception and sterilization. And that goes farther than any other law that we have on the books.
But Illinois, in its preservation of abortion rights, is an outlier. With a conservative U.S. court in place, a wave of states in the South, the Plains, and the Midwest have passed measures aimed at limiting abortion rights in hopes of seeing Roe v. Wade overturned. Elizabeth Nash points out that states with some of the most restrictive laws border Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Kentucky.
For conservative legislators, they saw an opportunity to pass abortion bans in the hopes of kickstarting litigation that would put an abortion case squarely before the court in the next couple of years.
Former Illinois lawmaker Peter Breen, who's an attorney with the nonprofit Thomas More Society, welcomes the surge of abortion restrictions and vehemently opposes the newly enacted RHA.
The Illinois Reproductive Health Act is the most radical and broad abortion promotion legislation of its type in the country. It goes through Illinois law in 126 pages and repeals almost every protection for healthcare workers to participate in an abortion.
The group has gone to court trying to block laws like the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act, which Breen says could put practitioners with a moral or religious objection in violation of the RHA. He says the organization is considering other lawsuits, including one to make sure the RHA doesn't further expose healthcare providers with objections. But the RHA maintains the exception under the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act for those with moral objections to providing abortion care, according to State Senator Melinda Bush's office. Bush, a Democrat from Grays Lake, was the chief sponsor of the RHA in her chamber. Bush says she believes abortion is a fundamental right and wants more legislatures to follow in Illinois' footsteps.
It is very clear that there is a war on, I would say, women's rights, women's equality, and certainly women's reproductive health. I do believe this is something that we have to stand up and fight for.
I'm Maureen McKinney.